This is program number LW2583. I walked into a store the other day and I saw a sign. Hi, this is Larry West. The sign said, "Shoplifting is a crime." It's as though we even needed to be reminded. Stealing is a crime. Shoplifting costs merchants in the United States millions of dollars every year. I say it costs merchants that much money. Really, it costs us consumers. They just merely pass it on to us. The FBI considers shoplifting to be one of the nation's fastest-growing crimes. Just about 4 million shoplifters are caught every year, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Millions more make off with the booty unapprehended. It's estimated that shoplifting costs us consumers about $2 billion a year. Now, sure, some of them are professionals. Believe it or not, in South America, there are schools that train shoplifters. Police report that thieves educated in Chile have stolen more than $150 million in merchandise just in Miami, New York, Los Angeles, and a few other U.S. cities. Now, this might shock you. A shoplifting academy was set up in California and charged a tuition fee of $1,500. And they say that they are so good that they can train you to steal up to 5 women's suits while talking to the sales clerk. There are the professionals, but 75% of all the shoplifters apprehended are just ordinary, seemingly respectable people who would never think of going to school to learn how to commit crimes. Believe it or not, 1 shoplifter in 5 apprehended comes from high-income families. Why do they do it? Well, one report has shown that some people are just frustrated with life, and that shoplifting is a way of getting back. Others do it for kicks. Reports show that teenagers and college students often do it, telling themselves, why, the store will never miss it. It's okay. The FBI says that the average value of goods stolen by each shoplifter is $28 per item. $28? Now, when you think about 4 million shoplifters each year are just the ones caught, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, multiply that by $28 and you'll see the impact shoplifting is making among us. No wonder merchants are working hard to fight the crime wave. No wonder every time you go into your local department store or your supermarket, you're probably being watched. A television monitor or a two-way mirror. You've seen them. How could you help but to notice? There are a lot of stores, especially clothing stores, that fit their clothes with tags that trigger alarms if they're carried through the doors. Shoplifting. It's just another way of stealing. And you know, the innocent have always had to suffer because of the guilty. You know that businesses have to make a profit in order to stay in business. They can't afford to lose all that money that shoplifters are carrying out the doors. So you know who ends up paying the bill? The innocent. So I've got a challenge for you today. If you're a sales clerk, I know you've already been given the challenge. But if you are the consumer, keep your eyes open. When you see a shoplifter in action, stop him. I mean, after all, you're the one who's going to have to pay the bill for what he's trying to take. You're the one. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, just because a shoplifter doesn't get caught doesn't necessarily mean that he's gotten away with it. What I mean is, just because nobody's eyes saw what he picked up and took out of the store with him, there is one who's always watching. God sees. He's not blind. The Bible says the eyes of Jehovah are in every place. In other words, God sees it all. He knows everything. You know why? Because it's God who says in another place in the Bible, "I fill heaven and earth." God is everywhere. He knows what you're doing. And by the way, there's no such thing as a little wrong either. It's either right or it's wrong. And God will judge the one who does the wrong. God will have his day. The Bible says the judge is standing at the door. Think about it. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.